Hello and welcome back to another episode of Bases Loaded. I'm your host, as always, Eric Ellefson, and on this week's episode, we'll be discussing NFL Week 5, some college football, and kind of recapping the first week of MLB playoffs, which started last Tuesday with the wild card rounds, and then the division round series started on Saturday. And then tonight we have two game threes for the National League as they switch over to the other, other teams' ballpark. So we have Phillies Mets from New York and then Dodgers Padres from San Diego tonight. And then tomorrow we'll have the American League games, game threes in Detroit and Kansas City, as well as game fours for the National League Series. So we'll start off with NFL. We had Week 5, which just wrapped up last night with the Chiefs beating the New Orleans Saints. I think it was 26-13 to improve to 5-0. We had a real shootout last Thursday on Thursday Night Football with the Falcons beating the Buccaneers in overtime 36-30. We had the Vikings staying undefeated 5-0 as well, beating the Jets 23-17 in London. We had Ravens Bengals with the Bengals winning 41-38 in overtime. Bears taking care of the Panthers 36-10. Cardinals coming out with a comeback to beat the 49ers 24-23. Giants beat the Seahawks 29-20. And then we had the Cowboys beating the Steelers 20-17 on a very, very late Sunday Night Football game that was delayed. I think it was 90 minutes because of the weather in Pittsburgh. So those are kind of the some other ones. Packers beat the Rams, Broncos beat the Raiders, Jaguars over the Colts, Dolphins over the Patriots, Commanders beat the Browns convincingly 34-13. Texans survived against the Bills. So yeah, that's pretty much all of them. This was like the first week. Or week five was like the first week of buys for the NFL season. So we've officially, you know, reached that point of the season where we will start having some buys, you know, going forward. So I think this week I know Kansas City, I think Minnesota, Miami. I can't think of the other team, but yeah, there's a couple teams that have buys. So not really, so you know, we're going to have some lesser games per week going forward, probably until like, let's see, there's a 18 week schedule, so everyone plays 17 games now. I don't think anyone would probably have a bye past like week 12. So week 12 would probably be like early December or something like that. Maybe late. Late November, early December is probably what I would think. Because then you have like 5 or 6 weeks right after that. So I would think that's probably where, you know, not having any buys since then. So, you know, going through the games that I was able to watch based on, the television schedule and broadcast. So noon, well, I did get up early enough to watch the fourth quarter of Vikings Jets. The games start 8:30, you know, local time, which is about, I think, 2 in the afternoon in London. So I was able to be up and watch like the last, I'd say about a quarter, last, like just like that last fourth quarter of the game. And then, you know, by the time that game's over, you'll have like, you know, like 15 or so minutes. And then all like the noon games will start. So for noon games, it was, I'm pretty sure it was, I know Bills and Texans, then another thing was Panthers, Bears. So, because I have like YouTube TV is what I watch through. So you can watch, depending on like the scheduling, if there's like, they show, you know, Fox and CBS are both showing, broadcasting a noon game, then I watch, you know, one of each. Or I think one week might have been week two or three, that it was two games going on in the afternoon. I think one was like 3:05 and then it was like the 3:25 one, so later in the afternoon. And then like you can only pick one of the two to like, you know, listen to the broadcast as you watch as the other one's doing on the other window. So I was listening to the Texans Bills because I kind of figured that'd be a little bit more of an interesting game to watch, as it was both teams that kind of, I think they were both 3-1 to begin with. Yeah, they're both 3-1. The Texans won on the last second field goal as time expired. You know, this was obviously Stephon Diggs playing the Bills for the first time since he got traded over the offseason. And I mean, both teams were division leaders. So, you know, going head-to-head, getting that, like, you know, how should I say, like, I guess, like, that head-to-head win, you know, come, like, playoff time or something like that. So, because I kind of figured, like, yeah, you know, like, Panthers-Bears is really not going to be that much exciting. And, you know, it really wasn't, as, like, you know, the, you know, Bears were pretty much able to, you know, win pretty handedly. Like, you know, they won so bad that then the Panthers, you know, put in Bryce Young to play, which is, like, funny because they're playing the Bears who, you know, for the 2023 draft, the Panthers traded up with the Bears to get that number one overall pick. And then, you know, gave them a first round pick for this year, which became, you know, number one overall because of how bad the Panthers were last year as well. And then allowed the Bears to take, you know, Williams over one overall, trade Justin Fields type of thing. And, you know, probably had his best game of his, like, young career, I would say. You know, 20 of 29 passing for 304 yards, two touchdowns, 126.2 QB rating. You know, would have had a rushing touchdown, but it was negated from, I think like a chop block or something on the offense. But he had 34 yards rushing. DeAndre Swift had 73 yards rushing with a touchdown. Roshon Johnson had two touchdowns and 25. So, you know, kind of been getting the running game a little bit more going these past couple weeks. Kind of like, you know, allow Williams said, like, you know, develop play action and, you know, keep defenses on their toes a little bit. His two touchdown passes were to DJ Moore, who is pretty much, you know, still, even though it's not Justin Fields anymore, still kind of like that number one receiver in Chicago. And then, you know, bounce around there. But, like, you know, with that bit of a lead, they kind of just turn, you know, running out the clock and just kind of doing like that. And, you know, defense, they had interception, four sacks, you know. So definitely probably, you know, Caleb's best game. And now they go to London next week to play the Jaguars, who got their first win of the season against the Colts. I think, I don't know if it was it last second field goal? Almost. like 20, about 20 seconds left in the game. So they go to London, having won like their first game of the season, and then for Wheat Sets, and then they also play in London Wheat 7 as well. So that's kind of a little interesting that they would stay back-to-back or play back-to-back games in London, but, you know, I don't know exactly how they come up with that scheduling and stuff like that. And then the afternoon game I watched was Packers-Rams, with the Packers winning 24-19 in Los Angeles. You know, pretty, you know, Jordan Love in his second game back since, you know, suffering an MCL sprain in the season opener. You know, a little bit more comfortable, obviously. 15 of 26 passing, 224 yards, touchdown and interception, rating 95.7. You know, added 10 yards on the ground. So, I mean, a little bit better. I mean, definitely, I suppose, like, you know, last week where he had like 4 touchdown passes, yes, but then also had, you know, 3 picks, so that kind of ruined it off as well, offsets it. But, you know, and then beat a Rams team that's like, you know, they're 1-4, but I mean, they're pretty much just banking on a lot of other people, which is like, you know, they don't have Cooper Kupp, no Puka Nacua, like, it's a lot of time of rushing. I mean, Kyren Williams had 22 carries for 102 yards and a touchdown. 28 carries as a team compared to 29 receptions. So, like, you know, Rams have definitely built into a hole, you know, kind of try as best they can to stay afloat with, you know, their 2 top receivers out and, you know, trying to do the best they can with that. But, like, the division is not entirely out. Like, Wheat Sits Thursday Night Football is the Niners at the Seahawks, with the Niners are 2-3 and Seattle 3-2. Both coming off disappointing losses, with the Niners blowing, I believe, a 13-point lead in that fourth quarter, and then the Seahawks losing to the Giants at home. So that's a big game, you know, come, you know, postseason. Yeah, with, like, postseason implications for that division, you know, title. So, you know, like I said, you know, we're going to have a couple more, more teams on bye. So, like, you know, not as many games. You know, well, there'll be 4 teams, you know, not playing. So that's 2 games right there. So, you know, that Thursday Night Football game will be pretty big. And then, you know, both the teams are probably going to be rooting for the Packers to beat the Cardinals. So, like, no matter who even loses, like, they're still, you know, just if, like, the Seahawks lose, they'll be 3-3, and the Niners will be 3-3. Cardinals will be 2-4 to kind of, like, you know, keep some distance at least. I mean, those are the 2 best teams in that division. I mean, the Niners, obviously, the heavy favorites going in. You know, having some injuries, but, like, they've gotten Deebo Samuel and Kittle back these past 2 weeks. Still waiting on McCaffrey, who has yet to play this season. So that'll be, you know, a big, you know, weapon for them to get back at some point, hopefully, you know, for their sake. And then, like I said, we have Jaguars Bears in London at 8:30. That game is on the NFL Network. And then for noon games, like I said, Cardinals, Packers, and Lambeau. We got Texans, Patriots, which the Patriots are going to start their first round pick, Drake May. We have Commanders at the Ravens. And that'll be should be a pretty good game. You know, Commanders are really kind of just scoring, kind of have a high powered offense at this point. And, you know, the Ravens have played, you know, better. I mean, they definitely took, like, kind of had a statement win last Sunday night against the Bills, and then they played a shootout, you know, in Week 5 against the Bengals. You know, Lamar had 4 touchdown passes. Joe Burrow had 5, you know, 2 of those to Jamar Chase, who almost had 200 yards receiving. So, you know, we'll see how this can go. You know, just the Ravens defense has kind of been a little not kind of what you expect from that team. You know, you've been following, you know, since the beginning of the millennia. It's kind of what they've been known for, is having good defenses. So I hope I'm able to watch that, because that seems, you know, the most interesting. I mean, I'll obviously get Cardinals Packers because of that. Because, like, you know, living in Wisconsin, that market, and then that's on Fox, so then the CBS game would... I hope it's Commanders Ravens, because I don't want to watch Texans Patriots. That's not going to be really anything fun to watch. Colts Texans, or Titans, I should say. Could be. I mean, those are both teams that need a win. It'll be a division game, so, like, get a win. Just Jaguars are probably not going to win the division. And then who's the other team? That's the AFC South. Colts, Titans, Jaguars. Don't know how. Maybe they might have a bye. That could be it. I'm not seeing. It's not coming to mind. So that's all the noon games, pretty much. And then we have Steelers, Raiders, and let's see. Chargers, Broncos at 3:05. So then for the 3:25 game, my guess would be Lions, Cowboys. Because I can't really see them having Falcons, Panthers, because that's not going to be fun to watch. You know, the Panthers have been slightly better with Andy Dalton, you know, starting quarterback. I mean, last week against the Bears, it was kind of, the game was so out of hand that, like, you know, they brought in Bryce Young back for, like, some time, just garbage time, the game is over type thing. And then we have Sunday Night Football is Bengals at the Giants. Bengals 1-4, Giants 2-3. This is kind of a make it or break it. I would say more so for the Bengals than the Giants, because the Bengals would definitely need this win to kind of, you know, jumpstart, you know, maybe a run, kind of start to maybe crawl themselves into a playoff spot. So if they lose in 1-5, then it's pretty much done. And I don't know if they'd look to, like, maybe they would try and trade anyone. Like, you know, like, defensive end Trey Henderson has asked for a trade. They franchise tagged, I think it was Trey Higgins. So, like, he's on a one-year deal, franchise tagged. So, like, you know, they could maybe look to trade and get kind of some, you know, maybe some draft picks or something like that. I mean, they wouldn't get, like, a first round. They might be able to get, like, maybe a second, but at least, like, a third or fourth round pick for both. In, like, separate trades, I mean. And then Monday night is the Bills at the Jets. And the Jets was breaking news this morning that they fired their coach, Robert Saleh. So we'll see who the intern coach is for the rest of the season. And, you know, that's kind of week six, I should say, sorry. Then after that, we'll be a third of the way through the season. So, and then, you know, week seven. Oh, we got another doubleheader Monday Night Football for week seven on the 21st. Interesting, okay. Well, that's something we'll preview next week, but yeah. So then going over to college football. I mean, week six was kind of a doozy. Some upsets for sure. We had Texas A&M beat number 9 Missouri, with Texas A&M being ranked 25th. So, I mean, you wouldn't really think that was much of an upset, because, like, they're both top 25. But, like, considering Texas A&M won 41-10, you know, against a top 10 opponent, I'd say it's kind of more of an upset, especially to when the score was that, you know, like, that big. And then, I mean, the big one, we had number won Alabama, losing to Vanderbilt 40-35. It was actually, you know, pretty close for a second. Because I think Alabama scored like a late second touchdown to like get within five. And I wasn't watching a whole lot of it, other than just kind of following it on my phone. But like my friend was like texting me like if I was watching, like, no. But like I saw they were losing. And then I saw like I think Alabama scored like right at a halftime type of thing. And I'm like, this is what's gonna happen. They're gonna start coming back now, and then they're gonna, you know, beat Vanderbilt by like, you know, at least 10 points or something, and then but no, they held on and won. And, you know, I don't know if they're ranked now, but considering some other top 15 teams lost. Arkansas beat number 4 Tennessee at home. Washington beat number 10 Michigan. And then Minnesota beat number 11 USC. And then Miami, number 8 Miami, held on. I think they needed a comeback to beat California 39-38. And then, so those are all Saturday games. And then Friday we had number 6 Oregon taking care of business against Michigan State 31-10. And then Syracuse beat number 25 UNLV in, well, they weren't ranked 25 at that point, but 44-41 in overtime. So that's kind of what we had. Then kicking off this week, week 7 for college. So you can always tell, they always start like a week before the NFL does. So, you know, we're going into week 6 for the NFL, week 7 for college. We have Friday night, number 16 Utah at Arizona State. As 9:30 on ESPN. Both are 4-1. Utah is 6.5-point favorites. And then for like the big games, I would say we have number 1 Texas against number 18 Oklahoma, the Red River rivalry. That is at 2:30 on ABC. Texas is 14.5-point favorites. Hopefully that's good, because that's like, I think like Texas is in, are they both in the, I don't think they're both in the SEC. Or maybe they are now. I know Texas is, but yeah. So that's kind of like a big, you know, big deal. And then the other big ones, we have a top 5 matchup. Number 2 Ohio State, number 3 Oregon, 6:30 on NBC/Peacock. And then another top 15 matchup with LSU, number 13 LSU hosting number 9 Ole Miss. That is 6:30 on ABC. And that's kind of the rest. I mean, at 9:15 on ESPN, I should say, we have Colorado hosting number 18 Kansas State. So, I mean, those are kind of the games I have in, you know, definitely my watch radar, as well as like Wisconsin. You know, we're not ranked, but you know, we took care of Purdue last week, 52-6, I believe. And then this week, let's see, is it Northwestern? Nope, it's Rutgers. At Rutgers, at 11 a.m. on the Big Ten Network. Rutgers 2.5-point favorites. Okay. So we have that, yeah. And also, just as I'm looking at, you know, my ESPN favorite teams, and it kind of tells you like coming up type of thing in stores. So we have tonight is like the season opener for the NHL, as we have Chicago Blackhawks. Kind of pretty much the only team I follow against, well, obviously the best name in all of hockey, the Utah Hockey Club. Previously the Arizona Cardinals, or no, not Cardinals, duh, that's football. The Arizona Coyotes. They haven't come across, I just haven't named them yet. So that might not be till, I wouldn't expect it till like maybe next year. they would have an official name. And then we have some preseason basketball, Bulls at the Cavaliers. So yeah, I might talk a little bit of, you know, I'm going to try so hard to cover hockey, or at least some kind of stuff, you know. Maybe I need to, like, you know, well, I have the internet, I have a smartphone. Or, you know, let's see, go to, like, the library, or go, like, some online thing and find, like, some kind of, like hockey guide, I'm sure. But yeah, I'm going to try. And then I think basketball, what are we, it's October 8th. I think basketball starts in like 2 weeks. Let's see. Yes, I want to say it starts in 2 weeks. Because the usual start, like, you know, I know they start after hockey, I know that for sure, and it's usually about, I always thought it was like a week, maybe a week and a half, like 10 days type of thing, but I guess this year it's going to be 2 weeks. So, you know, there's that. And let's look at college football standings. I mean, they haven't done, what is it? They haven't done the college football playoff rankings yet. They don't do that until, I think the first ranking is week, or into week seven. I guess would that be going into week 11 at the earliest, but probably week 12, because I think it's like that first week of November they do that rankings. Because then after the college football, or not college football, but like conference championship games, that'll be about, you know, maybe power, like college football playoff rankings, like rankings number week 5 or 6, so. Yeah, so rankings, I said, Texas is the number one ranked team in the country. They got 52 first place votes. Ohio State is number 2. They got 9. We got 3 Big Ten teams in the top 4. Ohio State, Oregon, and Penn State. Georgia rounds out the top 5. Alabama moves from number 1 to 7. Texas moves down 4 to number 8. Let's see. Texas A&M moved up 10 spots. Missouri moved down 12. And then Michigan moved down 14. And it's like, yeah, Texas A&M was like the biggest riser. Everyone else moved up about like 5 or less. And then we have number 22 Pittsburgh and then number 25 SMU, both previously unranked. So, yeah. And then we'll move on to baseball now. Like I said, they started playoffs last week. With the wildcard round, we had, all series were really good. Three of them went only two-game sweeps, and then we had one series, the Mets-Brewers going to Game 3 with the Mets winning. Thank you, Mets. Appreciate that. And then the Tigers beat the Astros, Kansas City beat the Orioles, and then San Diego beat the Braves. So like I said, we have NLDS currently going on. Game 3 is right now between the Phillies and the Mets. Mets are winning 1-0 off a Pete Alonso home run, who hit the go-ahead 3-run homer in like the top of the 9th in Game 3 of the Wild Card Series against the Brewers. So, and then that is going into the 3rd inning. And then tonight at 8:08 Central Time, we have Dodgers-Padres, Walker Buehler against Michael King. And tomorrow we have all 4 division series going on. Guardians-Tigers at 2:08, Phillies-Mets at 4:08, Yankees-Royals at 6:08, and the Dodgers-Padres at 8:08. So we have Guardians. I think that's, is that Alex Cobb? Yep. So we have Alex Cobb against to be announced for the Tigers. We have Ranger Suarez against Jose Quintana for Phillies Mets. Clark Schmidt against Seth Lugo for Yankees Royals. And then Dodgers Padres starters for Game 4 tomorrow night have yet to be announced. So, let's see, postseason. I wouldn't really say. Let's just do a postseason pitcher. That, like, it was surprising. I mean, I'm surprised, like, no, that only one series went to three games. You know, that's kind of a surprise. It's every higher seed lost but the Padres. We're playing the Braves, and that was a 4-5 matchup, so. But, like, every other one, you know, won. I mean, I'm glad the Mets, I'm glad the Brewers and Astros lost. I am trying to, I mean, it's fun that the Royals won. They're like, you know, because that was like the first postseason series win since winning the World Series in 2015. I don't think they've been back to the playoffs. I think this is their first time back to the playoffs since 17. So I don't think they made it back in 2016 to try and repeat. And then, like, they might have just missed out because that was back in 2016. So that was only, that was back when it was five-team postseason. So, like, the three division winners and then the two wildcard teams play, like, a winner-take-all game. So now we have, three division winners with the top two, with the best record doing first-round buys into the division round. And then the other four teams play, you know, best of three wildcard rounds at the home field of the higher seed. So, you know, it's very important to win that, like, you know, game one right away to, like, you know, force to go up 1-0 and having to win just that game two, you know, put the pressure on that other team. But, you know, the road teams all won except for, like I said, San Diego. I'm a little surprised, like, I mean, if I had to pick one that was at least into a, I would have thought, like, Mets, Brewers, Orioles, Royals would have won three games. I'm not surprised that Houston and then Detroit win two games, but I thought it would maybe have been, like, maybe it was going to be Houston winning two games, not them. Like, the one I thought would be 2-0 would probably be the Padres, Braves, because, like, the Padres had, like, the best record in baseball, like, I think since the All-Star break. And then the Braves were pretty much just kind of, you know, cruising, like, clinging to a playoff spot those last couple of weeks. You know, they lost Spencer Strider, like, early in the season to, I don't know if he needed Tommy John surgery, but it was some, like, you know, major injury to his throwing arm. They lost Ronald Acuna Jr. to another torn ACL. They lost, that was Austin Riley. That was 6 to 8 weeks. I know from here, like, some injury, shoulder, I think. So I don't know if he was able to come back, but they were pretty much, like, you know, clinging to a playoff spot. And, you know, they did get in. They just, you know, didn't have, like, many of their star players. And they faced, you know, the hottest team in all of baseball in that wild card round. So that's kind of how it goes. And, you know, we are in the division series, which is best out of five. So I don't. Come next week's show, we should be in the, yeah, we'll be in the championship series as the NLCS will start off, kick off with game one on Sunday. That'll be Sunday night at some point. probably like a 6:30, maybe 7:08, you know, local time. And then game one of the ALCS will be Monday. And then game two of the NLCS also Monday. So like, yeah, by the time Nets show, we'll have, let's see, we'll be two games into the NLCS. And then we'll be at least one game into the ALCS. Maybe a couple innings, depends on when they start. They don't figure, because yeah, if there's game five, if necessary, for NLCS, then that'd be 7:08 Central Time in LA. And if LA wins, you know, they just stay there because they have home field throughout the National League playoffs. But yeah, pretty much gonna go from there and see what happens. So yeah, that kind of wraps up this week's episode. You know, like what we've been doing for about a month now, you know, football, both, you know, NFL and college. As you know, now we've kind of started, like last week was like the start of conference play for teams, and you know, conference games are even more important now with like the you know, college football playoff, to try and like, you know, you want to like undefeated and win that conference championship, but like if you at least be like a one loss team, that'll be better, especially if that, like, you know, loss comes in a conference game. You know, if like one loss is in the season, like the other loss is in the championship game, you know, and you're like, what, 11-2 type of thing, you know, the committee might give you a little leeway. We'll see. So it's like the five conference, highest rate conference championships get like, you know, those top five seeds with the top 40 in a bye, and then, you know, we'd go from there. So we'll have more, you know, football to talk about next week. You know, not as much NFL, because we will have, like, you know, teams on bye. So, like, you know, two less teams doesn't seem like that bad. But, you know, see how it goes. And then, you know, college, because, you know, we're about 2 months away from, like, you know, conference championship games about. And so, you know, by the time that first college football, you know, playoff rankings is released, like, next month, another month, you know, have a little bit more better understanding of where teams stand. And, you know, and then we'll do, you know, baseball. We might see if we can squeeze in a little bit of hockey. We probably won't do basketball until like 2 weeks, when, like, you know, for October 22nd, when like that season starts up again, as we'll have, like, you know, that'll be like the season opener, and that'll be like two teams, because it'll be like Boston, because they'll get like their, you know, playoff reign or their championship rings, my bad. So yeah, there'll be two games that Tuesday opening night, and then the next day is when a lot of the other teams start up again. So looking forward to that, and you know, just another week, and we'll go from there and keep, you know, discussing stuff. So thanks again for listening, and I will see you next time. Peace.